Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist. Stay tuned. Watch a change of pace once again. Did the Romans believe in astrology? And is the word astrology of Latin derivation?
Well, actually, it's Greek, but astrum is a star, and so astrology is the science of the stars. That's all. It's Latin the way it's written now, but really, it would have like Greek derivations. Mm. It's older than Latin.
But did the Romans believe in the signs of the stars?
Yeah, certainly. The influence in them, and they didn't have the elaborate thing as we have today with our whole, zodiac. And but they, I mean, the old Greeks and stuff, they had the different people and the different famous people ended up in the sky or were taken up to the sky. Heaven's sakes, Ovid had his metamorphoses, where all these gods were taken up and put up in the sky, which turns out to be your zodiac.
So they did have, I don't
think it was as strong as it is today, with every other day you have to have your sky reading and all that nonsense.
A horoscope, okay.
But they follow, certainly they had, the gods were in the skies.
How would you say spaceship then?
Well, there's no problem there, because they, Australia will Siderium Navigium, Navigium, a ship, a starship.
An extraterrestrial?
Well, there's extraterrestrial, that's all Latin too, because extra terra means beyond the earth. So extraterrestrium, you say, extraterrestris, you'd say. It's extraterrestris. The adjective would be terrestris in Latin. So you'd say those who are beyond the earth.
And astronaut?
See, there you go. There's your austro is your star, and nauta is a sailor on a ship. So one guy who sails around the stars is an astronaut. The whole thing's incredible. Another thing, now that we're talking about astronauts, you will never believe this. In Latin, we say mundane in the world is mundus, you see, which means clean. In Latin, mundus also means a lady's like toiletry, a little box of stuff, perfume and, lipstick and stuff, is a mundus. Now watch. The same thing happened in Greek, that to be cleaner, let's say this little box of toiletry was called cosmos, which is where you get cosmetics from. The whole thing is incredible. But this is all Latin and Greek. So anyway, in any case, astronaut is Latin. And when the Russians called it a cosmonaut, you see, well, then that's Latin. That's all Greek. That's Greek.
So because the cosmos have the Greek, and the Americans have the Latin.
But they're the same thing. They're really the same thing. I mean, this is the fast way they call the web of language. The web of language. These things just didn't happen. I tell the students, Latin wasn't dropped in a box from the sky. This all developed. This is a development of human thought and the communication. And it's interesting to look why we talk the way we do.
One thing that's always struck me is that my credit card is a Visa card. Visa is Latin, isn't it?
Yeah, Visa means having been seen. So the card that has been looked at or viewed is Visa. Or things having been seen are Visa, like phenomena are Visa.
So this is what you were saying when you were saying that, Latin has an evolution in a way.
I mean, how the thing switched over, came over, there's another story. Maybe they...
And another thing, companies are called societies in some languages, in French, for example, in Italian.
And in Latin, too, societas was,
societas.
Societas.
That's
Socius. Socius is a comrade. So societas was camaraderie or joining together, and then you get company very, very easily, very easily.
And heartfelt thanks there, as always, to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster. the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.